If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we can be heard on your favorite podcast platform, ad infinitum, by the way, and that you just look for us as Catholic Audio Media, all one word, or Catholic Audio Media, three words, on Spotify. You might have to scroll a bit to find us, but we're there. So on Mondays, we offer you a homily from the previous Sunday if you're listening to the podcast, and the Sunday a week before if you're listening to the radio show. This podcast, or this homily actually on the podcast, comes to us from 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. And as you know, I love the first letter of John, but I focused on the first line in the letter, in the passage rather, that says, to love in word or speech, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and truth. That, as you'll hear me say, is the oldest version that I know, and I'm sure there are older versions of it, of the admonition to walk the talk. And that's literally what St. John is talking about. Walk the talk. But as you'll see in my homily today, I definitely bring this to a deeper level than just simply, well, we have to do the right thing. We have to make sure we stop at stoplights, and we have to make sure we pay our taxes, and we have to do, yeah, all of that is true. But we're also called to live to the level of the teaching in which we believe in. So this is one of the things we want to look at. And this is coming to us from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We are not too far from Soldiers Field Road if you'd like to come to us on any Sunday. We'll switch over there right now. Today's second reading begins with an interesting line, calling us to act in word, act in deed. It's one of the oldest versions of the word walk the talk. Now, I want you to think about something before we go any further. Have you noticed the news lately? And you notice what's coming out in the news. The Democrats are warning that if you vote for the Republicans, that'll be the end of democracy. The Republicans are warning that if you vote for the Democrats, that'll be the end of democracy. So it seems that the only solution is not to vote. Now, granted, that's an absurd idea, and I'm not telling people to do that. I'm certainly going to vote. But you see, and what's happening there is it's part of our political system, and it's part of the advertising system that goes with it, and it's a form of manipulation. There are ways that people are easily manipulated to do what our groups want them to do, and that is to get people passionate about something, angry about something, or fearful about something, and you can manipulate people. Now, I want to go back to what I was saying earlier. Notice what Jesus says, to walk the talk. He also says elsewhere, love casts out all fear. So one of the ways that we can make sure we're doing what we're called to do is be careful about being afraid, which is very easy to do, very easy to be afraid, because that leads us to walk the path we're called to do and also protects us from some forms of manipulation. Now, interesting thing that came out with Pope Benedict a while ago, we made a statement about socialism. And what he said is socialism is a system to help people, but it turns that system, government, into a faceless bureaucracy.
And if we're called to walk the talk, we're called to fill in the spaces with government can't. Does not work. Let me give you an example. One of the things I've known in trying to help people find the right program is there are some people that all the programs that exist in government go around them. It's kind of like you're dealing with that piece in chess where it's two spaces up and one space to the right or to the left. And if you have someone who is on the middle space and every program is kind of like that knight piece, you realize that no one can help this person because this program will help him up to a certain point, but actually not because he's got this, or this person will help up to another point, and oh, it's nothing because he's got that. And it's a real frustrating thing. But one of the things we're called to do is do our best to help people who may be in need of help, especially those who the government can't help. And obviously we have to be discerning in what we do. One of the groups of people that we're called to help are people with criminal offender records. It's kind of an interesting thing because, again, people will tell you, be careful of those people, and that's true. There could be problems. That's true. Absolutely. But if you can give them a second chance, that might make a big difference. There was a university nearby. I knew someone growing up in the inner city. He was growing up in the inner city. I was a priest at the time. And he had had, I think he was in his late 20s, he had had some problems with the law, so it appeared on his criminal offender record. He was a cook at the restaurant that was next to the door that the 9/11 terrorists went through. And he ended up having to quit the job because he says, I couldn't be there anymore knowing that that was the door. And eventually started looking for another job. And he found this great one over at one of our local universities. Now, to be fair, I should let you know, the university was not in Cambridge, Boston, or Newton. Leave it at that. So it was one of our local universities. And he applied, and they told him, sorry, you have a Corey. We have a world-class university here, and we can't have someone like you on our staff. That's what he relayed to me. And obviously, he was so upset. But I think of that every time I see students protesting, going, I've never seen them protest against that policy, ever. Now, the diocese does have a Corey form policy that's very strong, which started because of the sex abuse crisis. So that's there. Just so you know. But there is a reality that we have to look at some of those things. Now, one of the things that you may have experienced in your local supermarket, how many here have ever heard of Dave's Killer Bread? Anyone? Okay. For those who haven't, the story of Dave's Killer Bread is kind of interesting because he did 15 years in prison, came out, his family ran a bakery, and so they gave him a second chance. And that was the beginning of Dave's Killer Bread. Now, the reason why I discovered it was because I happened to like the bread and then found the story afterwards. But that's what his whole point and that whole mission of that company is to give people a second chance. Today is one of the days we're going to be offering cookies at our coffee and cookies today. And the cookies come from Homeboy Industries, which was founded by a Jesuit to help people out of gangs. And his philosophy, Father Greg Boyle, is nothing stops a bullet like a job. If you want kids to get out of gangs, make sure they have a job. And that's how we started that program many years ago. Now it's backed a lot by people from Hollywood and because he's out in LA. And he's been on 60 Minutes and stuff like that. So we look at that, people reaching out. And many times they're reaching out to people who government programs can't help because there are all these little requirements and stuff like that. So it's something to look at because what Jesus ultimately calls us to do is to walk the talk, however that is. And that's more than just doing the right thing at the right time or whatever. It's actually living as the Vatican told us 3 weeks ago. We're called to treat every single person with the dignity they receive from their Creator, and there are no exceptions.
Just for the record, there is no product placement here, so there are no paid endorsements. But those are two services that I use all the time. Dave's Killer Bread, just because I happen to like it, and so I have that in the morning. And there's also Homeboy Industries, if you want to look at that, and maybe for your parish coffee and coffee hour after Mass or whatever, you might want to look into Homeboy Industries. Anyway, you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll take this quick break. Well, I want to let you know that we have as our program a mission to be a bridge to help those people who can't attend Mass, and also for others who want to have that little support of what in their prayer and everything else based on, you know, how they're working during the week. And that's what we try to do. I try to bring all kinds of interesting ideas into the program. But that's the mission of our program, but we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. Feel free to call me at, you can find all our contact information at ST for St. stanthonyalston.org or at catholicaudiomedia.com. Either way, contact me if you'd like to be a sponsor or an underwriter of the program. That would really help us very much. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday, so know that we're here bringing you this program to support or your spiritual life. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will be back tomorrow, so we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.